every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Living is the life for me.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is 8 o'clock Saturday morning, fourth Saturday of the month. So we're coming around the urban farm to find Farmer Greg in the backyard. Woo! During this broadcast with Farmer Greg, you hear a lot of words like regenerative gardening.
Right?
The abundance of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And today we're going to talk about what to do when your regenerative garden provide you an overabundant amount of produce that you can't possibly eat before it spoils or the birds get it. Canning, preserving, all the fermenting. We're going to go through all of those. Dehydrating.
Yeah.
And you've got a special guest that's joined you before in this hour, Kari Spencer from the Micro Projects, joining us on the phone. Good morning to both of
you. Good morning.
And you, the Arizona homeowner, if you'd like to ask Kari or Farmer Greg a question about preserving, canning, or anything and all things related to to urban farming.
Growing your own.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you get the auto attendant, just hit 0 or 1. It'll get you past the auto message and put you right into the studio where Julia, our ASU Walter Cronkite graduate, is standing by to screen your call. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Farmer Greg, good to see you.
Right back at you, man, in this crazy time, huh?
crazy time. But you know what's not changed at all?
How much food we get from the farm?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're right at the very end of the first round of peaches, and I'm picking them as fast as we can pick them and canning them and freezing them and dehydrating. And so, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. How are you doing today, Kari?
I am doing great.
Yeah? What are you preserving these days?
Kale. It's the end of the kale season, so I'm trying to just preserve it before it all gets full of aphids.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well, and that's, you know, that's an interesting point. People often this time of year contact us and say, hey, my gosh, the aphids are all over my broccoli or kale or your winter stuff. And they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's not odd for them to show up this time of year. Right, Kari?
That's true.
So what are you doing to preserve the end of your harvest of kale?
Well, I like to dehydrate it and make kale chips, but it takes a long time to do that, and I'm trying to do it fast. So I'm just chopping it up and putting it in ice cube trays with some water and freezing it. That way I can use it for soups. I can just, at the end of cooking a soup, I can throw one of those ice cubes in, let it melt, and we're good to go with a little bit of extra vitamins.
I've never heard of that. We do lemons into ice cube trays, and then when you're having your tea, you know, you crack your ice and you got your little kind of Arnold Palmer mix there with a little mint. But I've never kale for soup and ice, yet another function for ice cube trays,
right?
Yeah,
that is the case. So, first up today is canning. Let's tell us about canning, Kari.
Well, there's two ways to can. You can use a pressure canner or you can use a water bath canner. And pressure canning is for things that are low acid. If you have vegetables that you want to can, then you need to use a pressure canner, with the exception of tomatoes. Tomatoes and citrus and marmalades and things that are high in acid, you can water bath can, and that really is an extremely easy way to can. I do a little of both.
And what's the difference between the two?
Well, with the pressure canner, it cooks under pressure at an extremely high temperature. And you have to have, you know, a good pressure canner, not a pressure cooker. That's a different thing. You need a pressure canner.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's one of those, you know, ones that the top seals and then the pressure builds up inside and so it can get super hot inside, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, much hotter than a water bath canner. With a water bath canner, you just need a big pot and a few supplies. It's cheaper to buy a water bath canner, and it's a really good way to start if you're just trying to see if you like canning. I would start with water bath canning.
And is it okay if you have a pressure canner to pressure can everything?
Well, yes. Yes, but keep in mind that it's cooking at very high temperatures. So sometimes things that have a lot of sugar in them can kind of burn and maybe get a little overcooked. So what I would do is for whatever you want to can, I would go out and look for a canning recipe and see what the recipes tell you to do, whether you should water bath can or pressure can.
Well, and there's really important guidelines to follow from the USDA on that, right?
Yes, there are. And those were updated a couple of decades ago. So we want to make sure that we're following current guidelines. And you can find those at the National Center for Home Food Preservation website. And the link for that is nchfp.uga.edu. Or you can just Google National Center for Home Food Preservation, and you can see the current data. And also, that site has a lot of recipes, tons of recipes.
Oh, yeah.
And they've all been tested so that we know they work, which is not true sometimes when you just download something off the internet. So I would start there if you're new to canning.
And when you buy your canning supplies as well, there's a couple manufacturers of the glass jars. Most of them sell recipe books as well that come with your starter kits. It'll get you started on, you know, the classics and the favorites before you start venturing off and making your own. Because it is one of those things like gardening. When you get started, it's real easy to you get crazy. Yeah. When you start canning, you start with a few, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you got glass jars all over your kitchen and on top of every shelf and in every cupboard.
Well, in one of my guest rooms, I have a whole cabinet of jars.
Yeah, it's great, though, because when you need something, you don't have to run to the store. You know, if I need tomato sauce, I can just go to my own pantry and get it. I don't need to go to the grocery store.
And you don't have to grow all your own food to can it and preserve it either. You can go to a farmer's market. You can go to, I can't remember the name of it, something 700 Club or something.
Yeah, the 3,000 Club.
3,000, 700, 3,000.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And what they're doing is they're actually bringing in food. We need to get them on the show, actually. They're bringing in food that would normally go to waste, like they don't have anybody to sell it to. It just sits in trailers in Nogales. They're bringing that in, and for $10 or $20, you get like 60 pounds of food. You've done that before, haven't you, Kari?
Oh, absolutely. I use the 3,000 Club. Market on the Move is another name for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay $100 a year. I get one free time to visit, and I support them. And then it's $10. $10 when you go and visit, and you just get tons of food. I got a whole box of bananas a couple months ago, and I had to figure out how to use them or freeze them really quick. But there's also Produce on Wheels Without Waste, which is another one in the valley. And both of those organizations have events all over the valley. So if you go look at their calendars, you can probably find one near you.
Awesome.
So there's a number of resources in that food preserve. We're going to gather all of these and put them on the archive page at rosieonthehouse.com. Select homeowner resources. You'll get a drop down. There'll be radio. Click on today's broadcast. What is today? May 23rd.
And I know. Time just goes weird right now, doesn't it?
And it's broken down into the four segments of each hour, and the links will be in this segment one of the 8 o'clock hour.
And we actually, so it is the3000club.org
Thank
is their
you.
Website.
3000club.org. So back to once you have the produce and now we're canning it, we've been talking about water bathing versus pressure.
What's in season now?
Well, what's in season and how long can I expect that to be good?
Oh, well, the second question's for Kari. How long does it last once you jar it?
A long, long time. I'm telling you, we've moved twice in the last few years, and I opened up some cans of, I make apple pie filling.
Oh, yes.
And I opened up some jars of that were so old. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years old, mm-hmm. that I had forgotten I had. They were in a box. I opened them and I tasted it and it seemed just fine. Now, I didn't eat it. I did throw it away because I just wasn't 100% certain, but I probably could have eaten that. They'll last several years. I usually try to rotate mine through fairly quickly, though, within a year.
Yeah. Well, the big thing, so when we say canning, we're actually putting things in jars. And there's ceiling lid that sucks down on the jar. The big thing is that when you pull something out of the pantry, you have to pry that top off. If the top comes off easily, it's spoiled. Don't use it.
That's true. If you see bubbling in it, it's spoiled. Don't use it. If you smell any smells or it's discolored, don't use it. But botulism gives no sign that it's there.
When in doubt, compost.
When in doubt, compost it.
That's right. Get rid of it. If that lid comes off easily, don't eat it.
Yeah. So this time of year, we get all kinds of things. You know, we're just finishing up with the peaches, and they make great peach preserves, which my mom has been making like mad. And they also make great freezer trays. So what I do with peaches is I'll cut them in half. We'll talk about this in a little while, and I'll freeze them. The other thing that's coming up real soon is apples. We're probably going to have 600 pounds of apples off of our 4 apple trees at the urban farm. Oh, it's amazing. You mentioned it at the beginning, you know, at the top of the hour, the amazing abundance that happens out there. And one of the things that I love to make, and I only make it about every 3 or 4 years because we can make so much of it, and that's applesauce.
Homemade applesauce with Farmer Greg right after this.